Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Third time lucky, we are here to do a podcast episode on the shit that you don't need to manifest your big juicy vision, the goals that feel so out of reach for you, that feel really far away, and what you actually do need. We're cutting out all the bullshit and all the things that our mind tells us we need that we actually don't. And this is because we tend to think, especially with the big juicy goals, we tend to think that we need something to change in our outside world before the goal can manifest. So we tend to think that something needs to change, things need to move around on the outside in order for that goal to come in. But then what happens is we feel stuck as fuck. We feel disempowered. We feel like we're fixed in our current situation because we're waiting on something to change. And actually, from experience, that thing does not need to change. And when you realize this, it opens up a gateway for your manifestation to come in. So I want to break this down. And I want to use examples and share with you the things that I thought I needed in order to manifest three big juicy goals: more sales, huge growth in business, more money from a very, very hot mess kind of financial situation to a secure, abundant overflow situation, and soul aligned friendships where I could actually be my full self and there was no drama and I felt deeply connected and seen. So let me break down what I thought I needed versus what it actually took, and hopefully this is going to cut the fat for you and help you to see where you're putting time and energy onto things that are not actually the key needle moving activities, or that are not actually going to change your outside reality, and instead put like a laser focus on the things that will, and the things that will actually make the difference for you. So with that first goal, it was basically making a shit ton more sales, because sales were very hit and miss. They were very high, then low, then high, then low. And I didn't feel safe. I didn't feel steady. I felt like I was putting in a lot of effort into my business, but getting little reward. And I felt like my business wasn't really supporting me. If anything, it felt a bit like a liability. So in order to achieve that goal of a shit ton more sales, what I thought I needed was a perfect sales strategy. If I can get the perfect way to sell, and if I can figure out exactly how I need to sell and what it is that I need to say and how it is that I need to show up, then of course I'll just make more sales. I thought if I have more Instagram followers, then I would make more sales because more people equals more sales. And I thought if I have a higher engagement rate and more people are engaging and seeing what I'm doing, then I would make more sales. And these are all things that you might be listening to this and being like, yeah, that makes sense. That's logical. Of course, you're going to need those things. But I spent a ton of time focusing on those things. A ton of time, a ton of energy, money, investing whatever I had, and often spending my last amount, my last few, you know, not few pounds, but my last hundreds on a content course, on some sort of like marketing strategy course or a launching course or something like this. And I didn't really see any change, any actual change in my business in terms of sales coming in more sustainably, more regularly, or at a higher price point. So I felt frustrated, and what happened was I felt stuck, and I felt like maybe this goal is just too big for me. maybe I'm supposed to be happy with, you know, what I have. And in the past, I'd had a very successful PT business, but I had to be in the gym every day, early mornings till late nights. So I was like, maybe I was supposed to be happy with that. And maybe what I'm trying to do is like get too big for my boots in a way and dream too big. And maybe I'm just not meant to have a life where I can work online and still, you know, make money and work with people that I love and feel really good. Maybe I'm just not meant for that. Maybe I'm being unrealistic and I'm dreaming too big. And that's for some people, but not for me. So that is obviously very disheartening and it makes you feel trapped. But now, from the beginning of last year, from the first few months of last year to the first few months of this year, my income drastically increased by 400%. Sorry, my sales increased by 400%. My income did too, but we'll get to that later. So my sales increased by 400%. And actually, my Instagram followers are not any higher. My engagement rate is probably the same, if not maybe even lower. And in terms of sales strategy, there's not anything big and major that I'm doing differently. Yes, I've probably refined things and tweaked things, and I've definitely got better at doing the same things I've always done, but I did not learn a new strategy that changed everything for me. So how did I grow in sales by 400%? These are the things that it actually took versus those things that I was convinced that I would need. I healed and had to heal fears of judgment and people pleasing and the desire to make sure that no one is ever upset or everyone is always pleased with how I am and what I do and they like me and everyone likes me. I had to heal those fears and those needs, that need to please everyone, so that I could start showing up online way more unfiltered, way more potently. Because what I would find would be I'd have a conversation with a client or a friend or usually someone close to me in my life, and I would just say something like it is, and they'd be like, yeah, wow, that connected. And I'd even be like, wow, like, where did that even come from? Yeah, this is exactly what needs to change, or this is what you're doing wrong, or this is why you're having this problem, or this is what it's really going to take. And it was so potent and clear. And then what I'd find is like a few days later being like, what shall I post on Instagram? Be like, oh, well, I was thinking that the other day when I was chatting to this person. Let me dress it up in a way that's not going to offend anyone, add a load more words, not say like the reason you're broke is because of this, but say the reason that you don't feel abundant is because, and just dress it up and make it feel a lot more palatable, but also a lot less potent, so you don't even really know what I'm saying. My content wasn't converting because it wasn't speaking to you. You weren't going to stop and read it. It wasn't calling you out because I was scared that I would upset someone or that I'd be judged or people would think I was arrogant if I spoke in a very direct tone or that they wouldn't like me and I needed to be liked. So that fear and that internal feeling drove the behavior, which is something I want you to really notice and get your head around, that one unique point, because always what's going on inside is driving our behavior. So I had to change that thing, that fear of judgment and that desperate need to people please, in order for my behavior in my content to actually shift. And again, like I said, I'm not doing anything different. I'm not using majorly different content. I'm not like, you know, using suddenly a magic hack or anything. I'm just not fluffing my words as much. Simple. But it comes from an unconscious place. Secondly, I needed to heal validation wounds. The feeling of like, am I good enough? I'm not sure if I'm good enough. I'm not sure if people respect me. I'm not sure if my parents are proud of me. I'm not sure if all these things of, you know, am I enough, that cause us to need validation. So that I don't need to make sales now to feel good enough. So I'm not in the needy energy where I'm begging and I'm putting across like, please hire me, which is something that people might not consciously notice, but they unconsciously feel. And they would unconsciously feel that energy and be like, ooh, this feels icky. And like, or I just don't trust this person, or I don't feel good around this person. Hey, Katie. Hey, Izzy. So I had to feel I had to heal that thing inside me that made me need validation and made me need the money to feel good enough or need the sales to feel good enough, and made me feel like, you know, I have to make these sales, otherwise I'm a failure. I need it for validation. Because that was coming across in a needy energy that other people would feel, but also law of vibration and law of attraction. I was vibrating at a very low energy because it was a lot of, like, you know, attachment, but also like shame or doubt, questioning myself, fear of what if I don't make sales and I'm not good enough, and all of these things. I also needed to change something on an identity level, which was to see myself as a successful coach whose work is amazing. Because only when you see yourself as the person who has what you want, you see yourself as worthy of the money, worthy of the clients, worthy of that amazing partner who treats you amazingly, takes you on amazing dates, tells you how much they love you and how much you mean to them without hiding it and being emotionally unavailable. To do those things, it starts with you feeling that you are someone who can have that. The self-image is huge. So actually, as I said, I didn't get a perfect sales strategy. I didn't discover a new hack. Despite doing many, many sales courses, nothing has really changed. If I look at my content from this time last year to this time, well, to now, yes, things have changed, but nothing significant. If you looked at my page, you wouldn't see like, oh, she used to like use all reels and now she uses this, or she used to like sell this product and now she sells that. You would just see slight, if you probably wouldn't even notice it, but I would notice that I'm speaking in a different tone. I'm not people pleasing in my content anymore. I'm just saying it like it is. I'm not shy to tell you about my wins and my client wins. I'm just saying it like it is. But nothing major, no strategy changed. I did not get more followers. I did not get more engagement. Instead, it was all of those inner things that changed. Hey, Tony, I hope you're doing good. So we are, Tony, we are just talking about what you don't need to manifest your goals, but we all think that we need these things versus what we actually need and what's actually moving the needle. So the second thing, the second goal I had was financial money. I was in a state where my phone bill was bouncing every month, my bills were bouncing every month, and I was feeling like a failure, and I was feeling ashamed, I was feeling embarrassed, and I wanted to get to that place where I had financial safety, where I actually didn't have to have a panic attack every time that I knew a bill was coming out that day, and I didn't have to start crying and voice note my friends and telling them the same story again and again. And instead I could have overflow, not just safety, but actually be in a space where my friend invites me out for dinner and I'm like, yeah, not, oh, let me check my bank. No, I don't have enough. There's no way I could go. So in order to achieve that goal, what I thought I needed to have that financial situation was, well, I need to make more sales. But as I just mentioned above, I was trying all these different strategies to make more sales, and it wasn't working, and nothing significant was changing. So I felt like I need to change my financial situation because it's making me anxious, it's making me low vibe, it's making me unable to go out with friends and blow off some steam, but it's also making me unable to invest in myself and in the things that, you know, the courses, the qualifications, the coaches that I want to work with. So I have to change my financial situation. But then I was like, oh, but the only way to change it is to make more sales, but I can't make more sales because nothing's working and I don't have the money to invest in any strategy. So now I'm double stuck and I'm double fucked, basically, was the vibe. So I was like, how am I going to change this? If I need to change, if in order to make more money, I need to make more sales, but in order to make more sales, I need more money. What am I going to do? The other thought was, I need more qualifications. And again, like, I need to get better at what I do and I need to have more skills and I need to do that course and that course and that course. And again, it was either that I was self-studying a lot and then still not making more money and being frustrated because I'm putting in a lot of time into self-study, or I was wanting to do these courses and programs and not having the money for it, so feeling stuck, or even spending, you know, making one sale and spending all of that money on a course and still nothing changing. So I felt very, again, trapped, disempowered, and beginning to feel like maybe I'm just not meant for wealth. I think that, you know, I say that I want wealth and I say I want to be a wealthy woman and I envision myself having, you know, an amazing house and amazing lifestyle, but maybe I'm just not made for that. And that's, again, heartbreaking. It was a heartbreaking feeling. But again, this is what I thought I needed. Now I've gone from feeling like a failure when my bills were bouncing and actually being in Tesco grocery shopping and sneakily being on my phone, like adding up what I need and transferring money from different accounts because I didn't have enough in my account and I have a little bit in that account and a few pounds here and someone, you know, someone then PayPal'd me a few pounds for this that I did for them or whatever, and like just trying to piece it together to pay for groceries. That's where I was, to not having to even check if my bills have gone through, not even really necessarily being on the top of my mind each day of, oh, that's the day this bill comes through, I need to check, I need to make sure, I need to move money, because I just know that I have enough. I know they've gone through. I have that relaxed energy with money. And to being able to take my family out for a nice meal and actually be the one that can provide, rather than feeling like the grown-up baby where my mum and dad know that, oh, well, Leela's not going to be able to afford it, so I guess we're still treating her at this age, but actually be able to give something back and treat my family without sweating or panicking or freaking out or checking my bank balance under the table when the waitress comes over to complete the bill. So all of this changed, and it did manifest. But what it actually took was changing my beliefs, habits, and relationship to the money that I already had, whatever little it was, and it was little. It took changing my relationship to that. I didn't start making more sales and then got better with money. I got better with money first. I got better with what tiny bit of money I had. And I remember literally like making a sale of like, you know, I think it was like £15 for like a digital ebook that I was selling. And I remember that was the main thing I was like making sales on at the time. It wasn't hundreds of pounds. It wasn't courses, coaching, one-to-ones. It was like occasionally someone would buy a digital product. And I remember like transferring maybe like £1.50, which was 10% of that, to my savings, and feeling like, oh, half of me was feeling like, oh my God, this is so pathetic. Like, I'm moving £1.50 to my savings. Come on, Leela, this isn't going to work. You're going to remove it again probably next week when you need to buy groceries. But the other half of me felt really proud and knew on a deeper level, as probably my higher self, that I am shifting my being and I'm changing my behaviors. I'm changing my relationship with money, and therefore that this is the start of something amazing, which it absolutely was. Because if I'm honest with you, a year ago, I didn't have savings. I'd used all of my savings during the pandemic, from when I was a PT and when I was doing well and I was making good money. That's when I, for a long time, I didn't save. And then once I, you know, started to get more aware, I started saving when I was making a lot of money. And to be honest, it wasn't, if I could go back, I would do it different through what I know now about money. I would definitely have managed my money a lot better, but I did have some savings. But I spent it all during the pandemic when I couldn't run my PT business and I was starting this business from scratch, and it wasn't bringing in stable income. So a year ago, I'd had zero savings for almost 2 years since the pandemic, and I was starting from zero. And now I have multiple different savings pots, multiple different things, you know, pots of money that I can go to, one that I don't even touch, other ones that I can go to, say I want to do a new course or something like this, something like that. That level of safety and that level of overflow. So it's not having the thing first. It's not making the sales and then you get better with money. And we really, really think it is. It's changing your behaviors, your beliefs, because beliefs cause behaviors, and all of the things that you're doing, your relationship to money or business or whatever it is. And then you watch as it starts to, that area of your life dramatically changes. And for me, it's been so amazing because in the last year, both business, money have drastically changed. My relationship to those things have drastically changed. And I would say it was in 2020 to 2021 where I drastically changed my relationship to love and to relationships, whether that be with my parents, friends, partners, like dates. I changed all of those things a year before 2020 and 2021, and that's when I manifested my relationship, and me and Kez got into a relationship in 2021. After 3 years of being single and having so many toxic situationships, and probably my whole life of relationships where toxic dynamics played out both in my side and their side. But I didn't see it that way. I always thought it was just them until I started doing the work. So the final one was I wanted to manifest soul aligned friendships. And again, I had a healthy, happy relationship that I'd manifested, but there was something still there when it came to like sisterhood and female friendships. And then I'd often had a pattern of like having a really close friend throughout the years, like different people. And then we would just like something would happen and it was never really spoken about, but it felt like there was a tension or like some kind of resistance. And it just felt like everything just flipped and it became bitchy and it wouldn't last. And female friendships, I think, had started to feel unsafe. And I had my ones from like when I was a little kid, and I had like one of my best friends, but I didn't feel that I had, like, I was able to have more, and I wanted more connection. So what I thought I needed was to reach that goal, a more intangible goal, aside from money and sales, was to network more, to be more in your face, to sort of go to more networking events, or be the one who's more loud when you're at, you know, at a social gathering or something, and put yourself out there more, be like, hang around with the cool kids and be in the right places, which is something that just has never appealed to me. Like, I can't fake it. I don't want to be disingenuous. I just can't do forced networking. I'm just me. And I just want like genuine connection. And I don't like that. But I thought I had to do those things. Now, a year on, or it's really a couple of years since I put this goal out, I think this was just after, it's probably 2021. I have now got the type of soul connections. One of my like greatest soul sisters, we've never even met in person, despite we both lived in London, but then she moved and I moved. And we speak every day, and we have the kind of soul connection where I can be my full self unapologetically and feel loved for it. I can say my deepest worries, my deepest fears, I can set boundaries, and I feel loved for it. Where we connect every day, even though we're on opposite sides of the world, and where I get this sense of deep belonging, where I feel I belong, I feel I'm loved for who I am. Whereas in the past, I felt sometimes if I'm too much me, then that's when this tension arrives in a female friendship, and it just goes funky, and then we fall out, or we just like fade away. To I can be my full self, all of myself, I can speak my truth, but and still feel that I'm loved and that I belong. But beyond that also, whilst having that safe space, if you like, I also have these connections where within that same person, we also challenge each other, and I feel challenged and expanded, like I'm growing all the time. And that did not take any icky networking at all, the things I thought I needed. What it actually took was, one, healing old wounds of not fitting in. And this old belief that I had that, you know, I never really fit in, and childhood, inner child wounds. So that I changed the narratives. And when you change the narratives, the reality changes, because life will always align with your narratives and your beliefs. Healing the fear of being seen and being my authentic self. Like, again, I had a pattern where I'd have a lot of friendships where it was all great, but then the more I would like just be my genuine self and not people please and not try to, and never be like spiteful, but just be my genuine self and not sort of filter parts of me, it would feel like, for example, my like I'm a truth teller. Like, I tell it like it is. If you come to me for advice, I will tell you my genuine beliefs, and I will never say like, I'm quite softly spoken, but I will tell you the truth. And I felt like that used to get me in trouble. So I had this fear of like hiding and don't show people your full self, or it wasn't even like hiding. It was like feeling restricted. That couldn't just be free. I have to think always about what I'm saying and how they're going to take it. And it was suffocating. And lastly, I had to heal this scarcity wound that I had of seeing other women as competition, which is something that can be led back to so many things, as in a lot of movies, a lot of narratives, especially, I would say it's changing. I'm an optimist. I believe it's changing. But a lot of people will say society sets you up like that. As long as I was seeing other women as my competition, when we would get into conversations and stuff, I wouldn't feel fully open, and I'd feel like they want something, or they just want to learn something from me, or they want to like see what I'm doing, or I need to see what they're doing. And it just blocked that flow of genuine friendship. So hopefully what you can see is that through each of these three goals, and I want you to apply this to your own goals, and I want you to ask yourself, what is it that I think I need to happen before I can manifest my goal? Whether it's money, whether it's traveling the world, whether it's a new job, what is it that you believe has to happen in the outside world? Because actually, I guarantee you that if you change something on the inside, when you find what it is that needs to change, it will manifest without those things you think you need. And 6 months to a year from now, you could be sitting here being like, oh my God, I'm literally working my dream job. Like, I get to travel the world with what I do for work. I get to wake up whatever time I want and make my own hours. Or I get to actually go out and get the bougiest nails done at the salon and get the like freaking gold chrome tips and all the nail art. And then I still stop on the way home at Selfridges and I buy my bougie skincare that is probably overpriced, but that I love, and I feel safe doing so because I'm in financial overflow. And actually, it turns out I didn't need to, I don't know, hit Excel target at work and get the raise. Or I didn't need to do a new, master's or degree. I actually changed the way I feel around money. I changed the way I behave with money. I changed my beliefs. I changed something internally that I do have control over. So I was sat here thinking that I'm stuck and I don't have control. Actually, I changed something inside. And then I did get to make it manifest, essentially. And the most missed thing about this is you can change something on the outside, on the inside, and watch it manifest. And this is because we manifest from the small daily habits and actions, because these compound over time. So me transferring that £1.50 to my savings every few days when I made a sale, or every week, sometimes every month, compounded so that when I was making more and more, I was still doing that. And now a year on, my financial situation is completely different because of small habits that compounded. But the missed thing is, and this is the thing that is so missed, that those small daily habits, that habit of me putting money in my savings, is instructed by our unconscious. It comes from our unconscious mind. It happens on an unconscious level. And it's instructed by our beliefs and our narratives about the world and about ourselves. So it's not as simple as you just watching this and being like, oh, she started saving and now she has more money. Okay, so I'll start saving. I mean, that's great. But in a week, if you change nothing else and you've not been saving in that way for your whole life, you won't be doing it anymore. You'll have found a reason why you can't, or you'll have forgotten, or most likely you'll have manifested something in your life that just returns you back to your standard, like a bill that makes you think, oh, see, I can't afford to save. Because our unconscious mind is creating that reality and choosing those behaviors and therefore manifesting our circumstance. So when you change these things, and when you change these inner things, the paradigm, your identity, your relationship to the things, the habits, the behaviors, but they have to come after you change your paradigm. Other way around, it won't work. It won't stick. When you change those things, you will manifest magic in your reality. You'll manifest the big, juicy things that feel out of reach. And this is exactly what we do inside the Manifest Magic Academy, which is my 6-month program to manifest the big, juicy, life-changing things. Not a coffee, not a free coffee, not a free Starbucks, not £20 on the floor. The big, juicy, life-changing things, dream opportunities, dream partnership, dream job, traveling the world, financial overflow. these things. And we do this through 4 steps. And this is my manifestation method. And it's very different to other manifestation courses because it's science. A lot of geeky science, because I am a science geek, meets spirituality and embodiment. And yes, I'm an embodiment queen and I love the energetics and all of that stuff, but it has to be both. And that's the missing piece. So the 4 steps are creating a new paradigm. It's as if you're playing a game of Sims, like moving things around in your life by moving things around inside, except it's real. Adopting your new higher self identity, becoming the version of you that your teenage self would literally faint if she saw and would be beyond her wildest dreams, because you have to become that person. You have to see yourself that way first. Change your identity. 3, we expand your nervous system threshold or capacity so that you can receive more than you ever imagined. This is basically, in other words, expanding your upper limit, which is how much you're willing to receive. And it's the reason lottery winners often lose all their money or return back to their former level of wealth or lack of within a year. And that's, you can find the statistics on that. It's crazy, but it's because when you understand the unconscious, you understand why. It's because of their nervous system and it's because of their paradigm. And 4, or finally, adopting new soul-aligned strategies that are unique for you and that are designed to work for you specifically, aka human design. Because you can't just do inner work. Inner work is the biggest percentage, but action, if you miss that, all the inner work can almost be pointless. So you have to, of course, also take aligned action. And you have to, of course, use some strategy to achieve what you want. So those are my 4 steps. And that's what makes the Manifest Magic Academy different, is that it is science meets spirituality. It is something that is more than sitting, asking and receiving. It's things your analytical mind can understand, but also you can go away and integrate. So we are starting next week and there are only 4 days, or should I say now 3.5 days left to join. So if you fill the pool, you can either click the link which is in my bio, or you can DM me the words manifest. I like that. That might be the new name of my framework. Manifest Magic for the link. Or you can DM me and ask me your questions and ask me all about it. But it's 6 months. We go through those 4 things. You're going to have monthly coaching calls. You're going to have self-paced videos and workbooks and things to work through this deep inner work of changing your relationship to yourself and to these things in your life that you want to change. You will have embodiment practices. You will have somatics. You will go through breathwork, hypnosis, EFT tapping, all of these things that are going to work on your nervous system and on the body element, because this is an integrated approach. And as I said, there are only a few days left before we start, before the enrollment will close, and I won't be relaunching again until 2024. And when I do, the price is going up because I've just added more and more value over the last few weeks, over the last few months with the current cohort. So the price is definitely going up to reflect that next time. And the girls inside have manifested all kinds of magic. One of my Grow Girls inside, she messaged to be like, oh my god, I have to recreate my vision board because I've manifested it all. She's like, happy tears, which is amazing. And we've had things like someone manifest a pregnancy, which is what they said in their first, in the beginning, I make you do a before video. And she said like she wants to start a family and it feels so far away. And then bam, she manifested a pregnancy. Manifesting a new dream job, all happening out of the blue when she was feeling in a low vibe. She was having a down day, more than down day. She was having a down period of time. She said she was feeling in a bit of a bad place. And within 1 hour, she got an interview and a job offer from her dream job. This kind of magic, this kind of life-changing stuff, this is what we're here to do. And this is what we will do inside the academy. So if you fill the pool, you know what to do. Link in bio or DM me. Thank you guys for joining. I hope you have found this really useful, and I hope that you get permission now to step back from these conditions that you're putting on yourself and these things you think you need, and you'll actually invest in the things that you really do need, because it will change your life. All right, guys, I'm going to share as always on the podcast in case you missed the beginning. Bye.
So I hope you love this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you, but also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.